们被起来莫挡。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始安息日的聚会。
In the sacred name of Jesus, we commence our Holy Sabbath service.
唱诗三百一十六首。
Please sing hymn 316. May peace be with you all.
今天早上跟大家来学习马太福音的一句话。
This morning we'd like to study a passage in Matthew.
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十一章十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12。
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力人就得着。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
中文跟英文的翻译看起来有一点不太一样。
There is a disparity between the translation of the Chinese and the English.
但是它的意思是相当的接近。
But the meaning is very close.
这里说天国是努力的人进去的。
Here it says that the kingdom of heaven are taken by those who are violent.
这个努力就是说要下功夫，要付代价。
When it says violent were taken by force, it means they take a lot of diligent effort in order to attain this kingdom of heaven.
首先我们来想，我们活在世界上什么是最有价值的。
Firstly, let's consider what is the most precious thing in this life.
我们今天知道全世界的货币都一直在波动。
There's many commodities and values that constantly change every day.
那货币的基础就是黄金。
And the basis for foreign exchange rates is gold.
所以有的人就用钱去买黄金。
And so some people, in order to have stability, they purchase gold.
所以这样黄金的价钱一直飙高。
And so that when gold continues to increase in value,
这个就是他们认为的价值。
They can guard against inflation, and this is what they think is precious.
那在60年代、70年代，美国的公民，这个是相当有价值。
And so at that 1960s and 70s, the US dollar is quite valuable.
一直到80年代，我到非洲去。
Until the 1980s, when I went to Africa,
我拿原来的护照，别人说这个是哪个地方，大家都不知道。
And when I took my original passport, U.S. passport, they could not recognize it.
不是 U.S. passport， 其他的地方的护照。
The passport from other places, they could not recognize it.
但是后来换到美国护照就很好用。
But after I switched it to U.S. passport, it was recognized everywhere I went.
但是现在。我们看也不一定是这样了。
But now it is not the case.
美国举债如天，国力日渐衰退。
Even though America looks like it has been very strong for a while, it is now starting to degenerate.
然后是恐怖分子攻击的对象。
It's starting to be threatened by terrorist attacks as well.
所以好多人就开始回流，回到他的故乡。
And so many people are starting to return to their homelands.
所以美国的国籍也不一定是最有价值的。
And so now the U.S. citizenship is no longer the most admired status.
那有的人说最宝贵就是自由。
And some people say the most precious is the value of freedom.
来美国很自由。
When they come to America, they can enjoy liberty.
但是我们就发现，在美国教化小孩子相当困难。
But then we discover that it's very difficult to raise children this generation in the U.S.
因为太自由，变成放纵的机会。
Because they are too much freedom allows them to indulge in their pleasures.
所以原来是为着小孩子带到美国来，结果却发现可能不带来可能更好。
And so originally we may think to bring our children to the United States is a good thing, but then when they become corrupt, we reconsider that may not be the best choice after all.
所以当我们一直在想什么是最有价值的时候，
And so when we consider what is the most precious thing in life,
圣经里面给我们一个指引。
The Bible gives us a consideration, a standard.
就是主耶稣的福音。
It is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣出来传福音，第一句话，天国近了。
When Lord Jesus came out to preach, the first thing he said was, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
有一个国度是从天上降下来的。
There is a kingdom that comes from heaven above.
就是借着主耶稣带来的。
It is a kingdom that has been brought by Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣叫做天国。
And this kingdom is called the heavenly kingdom.
那进了就是表示他要来了。
And so when it says that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that means it is very close to us now.
那我们从圣经看起来，这个天国就是神的国。
And we look at the kingdom of heaven, we know that this is the kingdom of God.
这是最宝贵的。
This is the most precious thing in the whole world.
那为什么天国是最宝贵的？
And why is the heavenly kingdom the most precious?
我们看两节圣经节。
Let's look at two verses.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
二十九节
Verse 29.
娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故我这个喜乐可以满足。
Verse 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
在这个地方是谁看他说
，Here John the Baptist says，
说有新妇、有新郎、有朋友。
There is three characters: the bride, the bridegroom, and a friend of the bridegroom.
那新郎是谁
？And who is this bridegroom？
是主耶稣。
It is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
他是道成肉身降在我们中间。
He is the God that come in flesh to save us and dwell among us.
他就是神啊。
He Himself is God.
他掌天国的门。
He controls the gate of heaven.
他开了，没有人能关；他关了，没有人能开。
What he opens cannot be closed. What he closes, no one can open.
他就是坐在天国的宝座的那一位。
He is the one that seats on the heavenly throne above.
但是主耶稣来世界以后
，But after Lord Jesus Christ came into the world,
我们每个相信他的
，Every one of us who believe on his name,
他把我们的地位从罪人提升到变成新娘。
He gives us this precious status from a lowly status into the status of a bride.
所以主耶稣再来那一天叫做婚宴。
And so the day of Jesus Christ's second coming is called the great wedding feast.
是我们一生最重要、最喜乐的一天。
It is the greatest, most important day of our whole life.
因为我们要看到我们所爱的那个新郎，要爱我们那一位新郎。
Because we shall await and see face to face the bridegroom that we have awaited for our whole entire lives.
就是主耶稣。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
那见到他是极大的满足。
And when we are able to view His face, how great that satisfaction will be.
然后他要带我们到天国享受永远的婚宴。
And He will take us to heaven to enjoy the eternal rest and heavenly feast.
那施洗约翰说。
And so John the Baptist says.
说在天国里面最小的比他还大耶稣说比天国里面最小的比施洗约翰还大。
Yet Jesus said the one who is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是旧约的最后一位先知。
John the Baptist is the last prophet of the Old Testament period.
先知的身份很尊贵，是神所用的。
The status of a prophet is very precious. It is something that only God anointed and chose.
他的身上有神的权柄，有神的能力。
On his person, there is the authority and the sovereignty of God.
有属神的记号。
There is the power and the mark of God on him.
但是天国里面最小的就是你跟我，是最小的，比施洗约翰还大。
Yet you and I, who are the least in the kingdom of heaven, are greater than John the Baptist, the prophet.
就是我们的身份在新约时代比施洗约翰更荣耀、更尊贵、福气更大。
Means that our prophet, our status is more precious, more noble, more honorable than the status of a prophet in the Old Testament.
所以主耶稣带来这个天国，确实是一个极大的恩典。
And so this heavenly kingdom that Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us is a very great blessing beyond words.
那我们刚刚都讲的都是讲灵界的，都是讲来世的。
And so we have been speaking about the spiritual realm and all the things that will happen in the future.
那如果我来接受这个天国，到底对我很现实的生活有什么改变？
But let's talk about the present. If I am to receive this kingdom of heaven, what does it mean to me now?
我不是是不是要很痛苦的来忍受我一生为着进天国呢？
Does that mean I have to suffer every day of my life so that I can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
我们看答案。
Let's look at the answer.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说在神的国里面有三件事情。
Here it speaks that in the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, there's three things.
是我们可以体验得到的，是我们可以得到的。
It is something we can personally experience and we can attain in this life.
第一个就是公义。
The first is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness means there is no sin.
一切都是对的。
Everything is right.
也就是在神的能力之下，我们不会被罪捆绑。
Under the power of God, we are protected from the bondage of sin.
在神的智慧之下，
Under the wisdom of God,
我们可以过一个对的生活，做一个对的决定。
We can live a righteous life and make a righteous decision that is correct in the sight of God.
这个是宝贝。
It is very valuable.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为公义会带来平安。
Because righteousness will bring us peace.
神是没有罪的。
Because God has no sin.
为什么人没有办法接近神？
Why can we as humans not approach the holy God?
因为在神的眼中，人是不义的。
Because in God's view, men have sin.
我们犯了很多神不喜欢的罪。
We have indulged in many sins that God does not like.
那在神的国，罪解决了。
And so in the kingdom of heaven, the sin, the problem of sin has been resolved.
我们活在公义里面。
We live in righteousness.
神跟人同在。
When God and man dwell together,
那个就是平安。
That is called peace.
那在神的爱里面。
And when we can dwell in the love of God,
人跟人和睦。
That men, people can have harmony.
这个就是平安。
And this is also called peace.
所以平安从哪里来？
And so where does peace come from?
平安从公义来。
Peace comes from righteousness.
那平安是无价之宝。
And peace is priceless.
它是内心的一种平静安稳的感觉。
It is a calm, still mind and state of being.
它不是从外在拥有什么来的。
It is not coming from something that's outside to your body.
它是从神内住在里面的一种一种体验。
That peace is the transcending power of God that comes through Him and dwells in us.
那因为有平安。
And because we have this peace.
接下去就有喜乐。
Then we can have joy.
神的灵充满我们。
When the Holy Spirit fills within us.
人的心是没有办法用外在来满足的。
Then we can have satisfaction because human hearts cannot be satisfied from any kind of external things in this world.
只有神才能够真的满足我们。
But only God can satisfy our heart.
那神怎么满足我们？
And how does God satisfy our hearts?
就是把他宝贵的圣灵浇灌充满在我们里面。
It is to give us His most precious Holy Spirit to fill within our heart and satisfy us.
所以我们想。
And so we think.
如果我的家庭。
If in my family,
没有罪,
there is no sin,
活在公义里面,
and we live in righteousness,
非常和睦, 非常平安,
we find harmony, we find peace dwelling among us,
大家生活很喜乐, 很满足,
and everyone is satisfied and joyful.
这是什么家庭?
What kind of family is this?
这就是幸福的家庭。
This is called a blessed family.
这个叫做在地如天。
And this is a family on earth like it is in heaven.
所以天国非常的宝贵。
And so heavenly kingdom is very important.
它有来世永远跟神享荣耀的盼望。
It is valuable because it gives us hope for the future.
它有今生不被罪捆绑的自由，还有平安跟喜乐的应许。
Gives us the freedom in Christ in this life, away from the bondage of sin, and to receive peace and righteousness in our lives.
我们看马太福音十三章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew 13.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜去变卖一切所有来买这一块地。
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
我们知道美国有块土地叫做阿拉斯加。
We know that in America there is a territory called Alaska.
阿拉斯加本来是俄国的。
Alaska used to belong to the Russians.
那怎么会变成美国的呢
？How did it become a territory of United States？
就是当时俄国缺乏钱，那他们就看到阿拉斯加冰天雪地，这没有用。
Because at that time, Russia thought that this land was useless, and they were in great debt and great need of money.
哦，所以就把它卖给美国。
And because it was a snow place, they thought it was useless, so they sold it to the United States.
那现在人才发现，阿拉斯加里面不但有油，而且还有很多很宝贵的矿产。
And so now people have discovered Alaska has many precious minerals and oil reserves.
但是从表面上是冰天雪地，零下几十度，人都很难住了。
But on the surface, it looks like it's just a snowy terrain that nobody can inhabit.
所以天国像什么？
And so what is the kingdom of heaven like?
一个宝贝藏在地里面。
It is like a treasure that has been hidden under the ground.
这块地看起来跟其他都一样。
This field looks like any other field.
没有什么吸引人的地方。
There is no attraction of this field.
但是如果人能够看到这块地里面有宝贝。
But if a person can see the treasure that's within this field,
这里说他就欢欢喜喜变卖所有的买这一块地。
Then he will be filled with joy as he sells all his possessions to gain this field.
他要变卖所有的。
He wants to sell everything he has.
就是任何大价他都愿意花。
That means that as the more he will be willing to sacrifice anything, everything to gain this field.
而且不是很痛苦的，欢欢喜喜的。
And not with suffering, but with joy.
就好像有一个人买了一个房子，他已经出了很高的价钱，他还是很高兴，因为他觉得这个很有价值。
Just as a person really adores a house, he is willing to spend a lot of money to buy this house. He's still willingly to spend that price.
所以真的在追求天国，应该不是痛苦的。如果我们认识天国的价值。
And so if we are really pursuing heaven, then it should not be a difficult and suffering journey. It should be a journey full of joy.
包括付出代价也是很喜乐的，因为这个太宝贝了。
Even if we have to pay the price, we will be joyful in doing so.
那这里说变卖所有就是表示人要努力。
When it says to sell all, it means that we must be very diligent in our efforts.
要付代价。
We must pay a price.
这样我们才能够得到这一块地，
so、
里面有天国。
We can gain this field, which is the kingdom of heaven.
那到底我们要努力什么？
And so what do we have to be diligent about?
要付什么代价？
What kind of sacrifice must we make?
我想用四点跟大家来互相学习。
I'd like to share four points with everyone.
第一点，
The first point,
要努力来参加天国的筵席。
We must be diligent to attend the heavenly feast.
好，我们看路加福音14章。
Let's look at Luke.
路加福音14章。
Luke chapter 14.
十四章从十五节开始。
Luke chapter 14, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
同席的人有人听见这个话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里面吃饭的有福了。”
Now, when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God."
这里说在神国里面吃饭有福了。
He says those who eat bread in the kingdom of God is blessed.
啊，当然，如果用字面来解，就是神的国就是教会。
And when we say the kingdom of God, we're referring to church.
能够在教会吃饭是有福了。
When we are able to eat a meal in this church, it is a blessing.
这是真的，因为神保守我们生命，所以我今天能够来聚会。
It is true because God has kept and preserved our life so that we are able to come here safely to partake of the meal.
那教会的弟兄姊妹就像家人，能够在一起吃饭，这不是福气吗？
And we are able to enjoy the meal with our brothers and sisters in Christ, isn't that a blessing?
所以如果我们能够留在教会吃饭，这是福气。
And so if we can stay here to enjoy the meal with brothers and sisters, it is a blessing.
但是更重要不是这个。
But more importantly, not just the meal.
这里讲的是属灵的筵席。
It is talking about spiritual feast.
那属灵的筵席是什么？
What is the spiritual feast?
就是我们将要开的这个灵恩布道会。
For example, it is like the spiritual convocation that we're going to have next week.
这是属灵的筵席。
This is a spiritual feast.
那参加这个筵席，让我们生命丰盛。
And when we can attend and partake of this feast, we will have abundant life.
那是属灵的。
And that is a spiritual blessing.
那为着要得到天国。
And in order to attain heaven,
我们需要克服一些困难。
We must be able to suffer some difficulties.
这里说有三种人。
Here it says there's three types of people.
在一般人看都是所谓有福气的人。
People that we would normally consider as being blessed in this world.
但是很不幸的就是因为他们的福气使他们没有办法得到更宝贵的福气。
But unfortunately, because of their so-called blessings in this world, they are unable to attain the real blessings of spiritual kingdom.
第一个人。
The first type of person.
在十八节。
In verse 18.
众人一口同音推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地。”必须看看，请你准我吃了。
But they all in one accord began to make excuses. The first one said to him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.
就是他有产业，也就是说他很富足。
We can tell that this is first type of person has properties. He is very wealthy.
所以在自界上啊，拥有很多，这是恩典。
When he has so many properties and wealth in this world, it is considered a blessing.
但是因为拥有很多，人就没有办法把时间拨出来，来追求更宝贵的，就是这个天国的延期。
But because of his material blessings, he is hampered from coming to attend the spiritual feast and receiving the spiritual blessings.
那如果这个人要参加怎么办？
And so if this person wants to attend the feast,
当然他就要把天国的延期摆在更前面。
Then he has to put the spiritual feast of heaven before his material possessions.
那十九节有一个人说：“我买五对牛要去试试准我吃的。”
Another person, verse 19 said, "I bought 5 yokes of oxen. I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused."
因为当时是农业世代，所以五对牛就是事业做得很大。以现在来讲。
During that time, as an agricultural society, so to own 5 yokes of oxen means that they are very successful in their farming business.
事业做得很成功，这也是神的恩典。
And to have a successful farming business is also a blessing of God.
但是事业越大，越多事情。
But the greater their enterprise, the more things they are entangled in.
会影响我们追求信仰。
It will influence them from being able to pursue the spiritual kingdom.
所以这需要去克服。
And this must be sacrificed and adjusted.
第三个。
Let's look at the third type of person.
二十节。
In verse 20.
又一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能够进去，不能去。”
Still another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come."
这第三个就是家庭很幸福，因为刚刚结婚。
And the third type represents a harmonious family, those people who enjoy their family life and can't come.
家庭很多事情，因为他要把家庭料理好，这个我没有办法。
And so some people say, "I have too many things going on."